Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me on today's show, Ali Oradi. He's the founder, CEO of Tonal. If you haven't seen Tonal, it's basically Peloton, but for the actual, like, for lifting. And it's awesome. I mentioned it briefly on the show. I don't even know. Maybe we cut it out. I don't remember. Anyway, Pete Wilkins from Hyde Park Angels is challenging some of us CEOs in the community to get in better shape. And I don't think the timing could be any better for me to talk to somebody who has lost a bunch of weight and built an incredible tech startup around a Tonal. And man, I want one of these things in my room so bad. I hate going to the gym. I sort of enjoy going to my, like, to go Strive or Hard Pressed when I used to go and have one-on-one training. I don't like being yelled at because I don't really take too well to it. So, like, that part doesn't work. But, like, having someone generally just, like, kind of guide me is good. But I don't like being – I don't like working out in a fishbowl. And so East Bank is not for Scott. But the idea that I could just never leave my house – I mean, shit, I'll put this thing in my office. That's how cool this is. And if I do that, maybe Jen won't even know. Wife Jen won't even know that I splurged $199 a month on this. Can I write that off as a business expense? That's a health benefit? I didn't ask Ali, but I can email him. We'll find out that for you. Anyway, great show. He's really interesting, dude. They just raised $45 million from Catterton Growth, which is it's a series C. If you're not familiar with them, you probably should be. ClassPass, The Honest Company, The Athletic, Evolution Media is another one that participated in that. And Sapphire Ventures participated in it. They've 23andMe, Fitbit, LinkedIn. Mayfield, Lyft. I mean, what a their investor class is, you know, quite good. So this is a company to look out for. I'm telling you, you're going to see these things everywhere. That's well, actually, no, you won't, because they'll be in your house. So unless you're in other people's houses, you won't see them. But they will be everywhere. You have my word for it. It has all the same sex appeal as Peloton. Only for me, I'm not really a biker, and I'm sure as shit not a runner, so I like to lift. That's the, you know, focus on the stuff that you do best. You know what I'm saying, man? Tonal is that. We'll talk to Ali in a minute here. But first, we got to check in with the Startup Inbox, which is brought to you by ActiveCampaign. We use them. So do 65,000 other businesses. They use ActiveCampaign for their marketing. If you want to use it for your marketing, CRM, automated email, all that jazz, sign up using activecampaign.com/technori, and you'll get your first 2 months for free. All right. Elena Gibbons has a question for the show. It seems like everyone on my LinkedIn network is a panelist at a talk in the city in general. With the saturated number of talks and workshops these days, saturated. She must be from the media industry because nobody looks at this. Nobody looks at the event space and goes, I think this is saturated. Nonetheless, how do I determine which ones will actually be insightful or bring value? This is a question that you should talk to my good friend Bill Fritz from Bank of America. He texts me every day. Which one of these events should I go to and which one is shit? Let me answer this for you. I don't have any answer in the world. Here's what I can tell you. If it's the first ever event, it's got a 50-50 chance of being garbage or it could be great. They either don't know what they're doing and they put on a lousy event, or they do know what they're doing and everyone in the city comes because they want to see what's up. Example, the Hatchery. Thursday last week, Hatchery had its grand opening party. Great event. Great party. All the people in the city came out because they wanted to see the Hatchery. What is it? You'll have to look it up. I'm not going to shit on people, so I'm not going to make fun of those that are not good events, but I'll just put it this way. You are right. Everybody's on a panel. Everybody's on a panel. I have literally stopped saying yes to speaking on these because I just don't. Like at a certain point, it's not even bringing value. I can just like text people my thoughts. My guess is you're going to see a lot less of this because I think people are going to start getting fatigued on it. I think it's already setting in, to be honest, which is like a much larger question or conversation. I think social media has a lot to do with it too. I think everybody's a star. Everybody's an authority on something, only they're not. Otherwise they'd be busy doing their work instead of contributing on social media. You're going to see people start pushing away from the follower-led networks and a little bit more to the one-to-one community, small community. You know, I think that's Snapchat's best hope, Slack channels, things of that nature. I just think we're tired of it. We're burned out. You know, what's the value of a panel that's hosted by somebody I see every day talking about the same shit every day. It's, you know what I mean? Like, so I think you're right, Elena. You're definitely right. It's saturated. The funny thing is, I see a lot of people trying to solve the problem by coming up with a new way to do an event, which in the end is still just an event. Technori has been doing events for our whole lives, and now we do a lot less of them and a lot more private ones because it just got to a point where, you know, what the hell? Everybody's doing the same thing. Like, focus on value. So very long-winded try to respond or attempted response at what your question was. But, you know, the best thing I can ask you is, like, it's like college. What parties are good? The ones that your friends are at. So, like, bring a pack of friends, take advantage of the free booze, and focus on the events that have a person or a panel speaker that you want to network with or engage with and go for that moment. And that's it. And then head out. But good observation. All righty. Time to kick it to the show. Tonal, CEO, founder, Ali Oradi. The timing for this podcast couldn't be any better, honestly. There's a guy in town here in Chicago, Pete Wilkins, a little shout out to Pete, who he's the managing director of Hyde Park Angels, which is the most active angel network in Chicago. And I don't know, it's got to be pretty close to the biggest in the country as far as how many deals they do. But he reached out to me to do this thing, this Shy Fitness Challenge, which I don't know if it's because he ran into me at Chicago Cut or what it was, and he saw that I was looking a little heavy. He recognized that in his life, a lot of the successes that he has had, he attributes to being very self-aware, taking a very analytical approach to his behavior, using the Whoop, wristband and app to manage, you know, his restoration of his body and sleep management. And he's got a Fitbit for activity and he's got the Calm app for meditation. And he's just very on the ball. He does a lot of, interval training and things like that with some groups. And I do the same, or at least I try to do the same. So when I saw Tonal, I thought, not only is this like a perfect time for us to have this conversation, because I'm in the midst of trying to get re-engaged and reinvigorated in fitness, but I also just love the traction that the in-home gyms are having. And there's like kind of a, like Peloton has, I don't know how to describe it. I'm hoping that you can help me with this. There's a certain thing that they got right. And I see you guys doing the same thing, getting it right, where there's like just the right amount of interactivity and not fake or not pressured or not kind of like, you know, repetitious. And it's all focused on, you know, a gym experience that you can keep your heart rate up. So tell me a little bit more about like how you decided to get into Tonal. What was the background?
My background is actually in technology, believe it or not. I started my career in the late 90s, working in supercomputing. I was building the computer chips that go into supercomputers, and then went and worked for a series of startups building telecom gear, and eventually started a company and sold it. And by the time I was 35 years old, you know, from a technology perspective, from a career perspective, I was having a blast. But my health was in complete disarray. By that point, I had type 2 diabetes. I had sleep apnea. I was overweight and had been struggling with my weight my entire life. And so I decided that I needed to do something pretty drastic. And I quit my job and spent the next 9 months losing about 70 pounds. And it was that journey of weight loss that ultimately led to Tonal. Through kind of a discovery. I started with a little bit of cardio like many people do, but eventually or quickly realized that strength training was what I needed to do. I had to learn how to do that, figure it out for myself. And that's where Tonal came.
I have a very similar journey to you. I was abusive to myself is the wrong word. It sounds not right, but like I just took for granted that like youth and going out and drinking and just eating healthy or eating unhealthy. And like, it just sort of piles up. And I think people who don't battle with weight don't quite get it, but like you can literally wake up one day and just like 50 pounds snuck up on you. And I don't know how else to describe that. And it's one of those things happens. That, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Pound at a time. Totally.
And I don't think people who are like really into this world, like get that unless they have had it themselves. And there's so many things you have to change. It's not just like your diet. It's fitness too, but it's mental. It's mostly mental. And I think for me, you know, I don't know what the actual weight number was, but it was probably close to 50 pounds that I lost when I decided like, all right, it's time to like, you know, get my shit together here. This is nuts. And I started going to this place called Hard Press, which was like interval training and that sort of thing. And it was, you know, it was right up my alley. It was competitive. I was an athlete. So like, to me, it was easy to tap into that like thing, but I couldn't ever jumpstart and go to the gym. There was like kind of body shaming in my head, I think, of like, the last time I was at this gym, I was in great shape and now I look, you know, ridiculous and I can't perform. And I just feel, I don't know. There's all sorts of self-loathing going on. And I think that is one of the reasons I was able to go to the interval training, because it was one-on-one coach, and there just to me seemed like a way to like limit my exposure and to feel like I was kind of in a safe place until I got, you know, back into shape where I felt comfortable again. Then I was out in the world. This tonal, similar to like the biking experience on Peloton, but like the tonal thing, I think solves a really big problem, which is mental. It's psyche, maybe even more than the rest of it. And then you get some results, and then all of a sudden you can maximize tonal in a way that's like completely, you know, game changing. I think the ability to work out on your own time, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a person who works a lot of hours, I think that's invaluable. And I think if you calculate the amount of time that you spend going to a 24-hour gym or whatever it is, and you get that time back by having tonal wherever it is that you decide to do your workout, I think is something that's not to be missed. So what is it that you were able to tap into that you felt like, I'm not just going to start a gym, I'm not going to come up with some sort of like gimmick or dietitian thing? Obviously your tech background, you know, puts you in that sort of like, I want to have a tech-enabled solution. But like, what was it that led you down the tonal path?
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right in that the experience that you described isn't unique to you and isn't unique just to the gym. Even people who do go to the gym, the way you felt, that's how they feel about the weight room. They look at the weight room and it's intimidating. It's full of big, heavy equipment and sometimes a lot of really big guys. And you're not really sure what to do. You're not sure what exercises to do, how much weight you should be lifting, whether your form is correct. Even people who've been strength training for years, we find, have been stuck doing the same routine, sometimes for as long as a decade, not realizing that you actually need to switch it up about every 4 weeks if you're going to see continued benefit. And so really, tonal is really to address a lot of these things. It's about, first of all, taking the equipment that was in the gym and shrinking it down so that it could fit in your home. Most weight equipment take up your whole garage, right? And tonal is a digital strength training machine that runs on electricity. Instead of gravity, it can generate up to 200 pounds of force. So that's pretty serious. That's enough weight to lift you up off the ground. But it's about the size of a TV mounted to your wall. And it has personal training built right in. And so a lot of the trends you were talking about we're seeing in connected fitness are people are essentially taking studio cardio experiences and creating kind of in-home versions of them. What we really wanted to do was take the personal training experience and create the in-home version of it. So we give folks the equipment they need in their home, and we give them the coaching, effectively videos that guide people through their workout step by step, teach people how to do the exercises, and adapt to you. We use AI to personalize the amount of weight. The weight selections are automatically selected for you and adjust over time as you get stronger. And the pacing of the video also adapts to you, so you don't feel like you're rushed. So really trying to give people the comfort, the confidence to strength train in the privacy of their home, where, you know, something will actually fit in their home and not necessarily take up their whole garage, as opposed to the opposite experience, which is the one I was experiencing, trying to go to a gym, equipment that was too big to fit in my home, and frankly, a lot of reading and a lot of watching YouTube videos to try and figure out what to do in there in the first place, and then having, you know, being brave enough to walk in there and you know, to start with, which is also a big intimidation factor for folks.
Can you walk me through the actual exercise stuff a little bit? I'm looking at it on my phone right now. And I'm going to preface this by saying, like, so like in the interview training I'm doing, it's a lot of lifting and trying to keep your heart rate up while you're lifting. There's cardio in the beginning, but it's not the main piece of it. And I'm just trying to understand, you know, how you mentioned that, like, it sort of adjusts the weights for you, like adjusts the resistance and so forth. Walk me through if I was onboarding with this product right now.
Sure. So when you work out with a personal trainer, they're really using three different tools to get you in shape. The first one is they're trying to help you build muscle, right? The more muscle you can build, the better you move, the less prone you are to injury, the less force is on your joints. And so they're trying to help you actually build muscle. They're trying to strengthen your heart and get your heart rate up. And then they're trying to work on your flexibility and your mobility. And so that's really what our programs are oriented around. They incorporate all three of these elements. When you first create your account, we ask you some basic questions about yourself. You know, how old are you? How tall are you? How much do you weigh? What are your goals? And then from there, we take you into a strength test, which takes about 10 minutes, where we have you do four basic movements. We teach you how to do them and have you take this test to find out how strong you are. And from that point forward, we're able to recommend how much weight you should lift for every movement in our system.
Now, is that done in-home? So is that an in-home piece? Like I've got Tonal installed now, or is that before that?
Yeah, no, it's done in home right when you create your account on the Tonal machine.
Okay.
So, you know, you have the Tonal in your home, you basically hit create account, and it walks you through this process step by step. The final step of the process is you do four movements, and off those four movements, we can figure out how strong you are. And because those four movements are foundational, we use AI to infer recommended weights for every movement in our system. And so from that point forward, anytime you do any exercise, we can recommend how much weight you should do. We evaluate how well you did, and then we adjust your weights up and down depending on how you did. And so it actually gets smarter and adapts to you over time. As you get stronger, the weights go up with you. And it's even smart enough to realize related weights. So as you get stronger at your deadlift, your squat goes up with it. The next thing we do is get you into a program. And so consistency is really important if you're trying to build muscle. And so it's not a day at a time, which is, I think, a lot of what we see in the fitness sector. These are actually multi-week programs. We have a lot of four-week programs. We even have a three-month strength building program on the system now. We have some programs for specific sports, like we have a winter sports program to help people get ready for ski and snowboarding season. And so then we take people through these multi-week programs led by our coaches. On any given day, your workouts will be anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on what type of program you've enrolled in. And we just take you through your exercises step by step. We'll start out with a warm-up, and then we'll take you through a series of strength training exercises interwoven with flexibility, mobility work, and high-intensity intervals to get your heart rate up. So we're trying to keep your heart rate up, but also engage in some heavier lifts to help you build muscle as well. If all you do is use lighter weights and move more quickly, your heart rate will rise, but you won't necessarily build muscle as quickly. If you flip it around and lift heavier weights for shorter periods of time, you actually have more of an opportunity to build muscle. So we're really interleaving all these things together the way a personal trainer would, because frankly, the people who are putting these together are coaches. They're people who are trained, who have four-year degrees. One of our coaches even has a PhD. And so a lot of this stuff is really about using the science to build optimal programs for you, depending on what your goals are. If you just go to the gym and do random things, you'll get essentially random results. But if you have a coach, an expert who knows what they're doing, who's created a crafted program to help you achieve a specific goal, then you see results a lot quicker.
I absolutely love this, dude. Congratulations on getting this off the ground. This is not an easy thing to build. I mean, we've actually had communication and stuff with the Peloton guys. So we actually, I've gotten an opportunity to hear just what it was from the beginning to what it was going to be, and the conversations that went one way versus another and literally could have made it become just nothing. You'd never have known the name. And the business model around it, I think it's really, really smart. I also think that, I'm scrolling through your site literally while I'm talking to you, just watching all these different exercises and the coaching and how it works. And it's just brilliant because the world is, at least, speaking from a vacuum of people who have a little bit of wealth and they are living in a, downtown Chicago. And so they have the money to throw at private training. But for me, it's $85 a session. You know what I mean?
It
adds up quick. And the reality here is, and this is, there's two pieces. Well, there's a lot of pieces, but the two pieces for me personally are, it's not about having someone scream in my face. If I want that, I go to the Marine Corps. It's about having someone hold me accountable, as in they're just standing in front of me and I see their face of disappointment when they see me not putting forth a good effort. And then I see, that's one part. And then the other part is they're spotting me. So there's a certain amount of weight that I can handle, and it's kind of controlling that. And you've knocked those two things out, I think, by simply having the AI and the system set up the way it is, which is, I think, is the one crucial thing you have to get right in this. And it looks, from what you're saying and what I see here, it looks like you've gotten that right.
Yeah, the personalization and being adaptive to you is important. I think a lot of folks don't know how much weight to lift and actually end up going through the routines lifting too much or too little.
Yeah.
If you lift too little, absolutely, you're doing cardio instead of strength. If you lift too much, your form is terrible. And we also built an automatic spotter into the system. So kind of what you were talking about is, yeah, you might be working out alone, but if, you know, once you get to that rep number 8 or 9, you're beginning to struggle, the system will detect that and automatically dial the weight down just a couple of pounds to help you finish your set. It's really those last few reps that you can push out where a lot of the muscle building happens. And so that's a really critical feature if people are really trying to get stronger and build more muscle, right? The reality is, I think a lot of folks, including myself, you know, when I first got started with this, we default to cardio because it's easy. We know how to run. We know how to bike. We've been doing it since we were kids. But, you know, it's rare that you turn 40 years old and your doctor tells you should run more. They usually tell you, you know, we hear it all the time, resistance train, strength train.
Yep.
But there's more help needed. There's more guidance required to get it right.
I want this thing so bad. I'm not kidding. I'm like reading this. I'm like, listen, as you could probably imagine, I get to hear a lot. I get a lot of just stuff. And I absolutely, I mean, it's no wonder, you know, obviously that Catterton has put in, you know, led the round, what, $45 million Series C in funding. So, I mean, that's not a surprise, given what I've heard from you. This is such a sexy machine, and it takes up no space, and it enables me to be the hermit that I am. See, it's really easy to talk when there's a microphone. If you were here in Chicago in studio, you'd get to sit in our you know, Skyline studio, and it's beautiful. And that's the one space where I feel like open enough to talk and have fun. Otherwise, I'm like a hermit. I'd rather just be at home. And the idea that I have this, like, you have solved all of my weightlifting problems. And I'm looking at the pricing here, and I mean, like, it's not ridiculous. If people are, it's right on par with anything else like Peloton or even just in-home gyms for that matter. I mean, $199 a month if you want to finance it. That's not, I mean, I just told you it's $85 a session for me to have a personal trainer. So, I mean, to me, that this is like a no-brainer. What other things can you add to this? So, like, Peloton had their bike and then they moved into the treadmill. You've got this. Do you see other areas you want to go on, or do you just focus on content? What is your growth move from here?
We really look at the tonal machine as being comprehensive. You can do a lot with it. Up to 200 pounds of resistance allows you to do all sorts of strength training exercises, but also having a screen mounted on your wall allows us to deliver a lot of other types of content formats to it. And so, you know, strength training is obviously something that we already have, but we're working on a number of other content formats as well. And so we really want to take a position in people's lives where we're guiding them down their fitness journey, not just helping them do one thing. The cool thing about strength training is it's foundational. It's at the center of every great fitness routine. It's not just one activity that you do. And so we really are thinking about this as a foundational approach to fitness, and really helping people with all of the foundational elements, whether it's strength training or mobility or high intensity intervals. And so you're going to be seeing a lot more formats coming out on Tonal over the coming months and years that basically address a lot of the foundational stuff that people need to do in order to achieve their, you know, their health and their fitness goals. We're not just looking at it as just a singular activity.
Very cool. Where is the best place for me to go get one of these?
Well, tonal.com is where you buy it. And so anyone can just go to the website and buy it. And as you noted, you can finance it for $199 a month, which has a subscription rolled into it, or you can just buy it outright. And you can also see it in person in San Francisco. We have a showroom in Cal Hollow. And we also have pop-up events from time to time. And so on our website, people can get a list of where to see Tonal. But right now, we actually have one going on in Newport Beach. And in a few weeks, we'll be up in L.A., so people who live in, you know, in Southern California can come and see it in person.
Let me know when you come to Chicago. I would love to check this out. And quite honestly, I think my wife is going to kill me when this gets delivered at the house.
I definitely will.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Ollie. All right. To catch this episode of more at technerd.com, download the podcast on iTunes or Spotify and stay connected. Following us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram @technor. You can follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.